Well, today is June 19th. It's the feast day of St. Romuald. And St. Romuald was a very interesting and fascinating saint. I'm sure hardly any of you have heard of him, but he is really one of the founders of what's called the life of a hermit, of somebody who went away and lived by himself in a life of prayer, fasting, and sacrifice. Very similar to what the Lord talked about in today's gospel, where he talked about really three of the things that all of his followers should do: almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. So for a few moments, let's take a look at the life of St. Romuald. And he had a conversion as a young man because he saw his father kill someone. In this day, on the outskirts of Venice, his father got into a property dispute with one of his relatives. And so they had a duel. And these duels, of course, were forbidden by the church and condemned by the church. But this young boy, Romuald, saw his father kill and shoot to death a relative over a piece of property. And this young boy was so horrified at what he saw in this conflict that he entered the monastery, and he decided to do prayer and penance in reparation for what his father had done. So he went off to do penance for the sins of the world, especially for the sin of his father. And so he would spend months and years in solitude and prayer, and he lived as a hermit in an individual hermitage or a little cell that he had constructed. This was on the outskirts of Venice. Pretty soon, though, other young men joined him, and so he began to set up more and more of these little monasteries. And then he was called by the Lord to travel all over Italy, and for the next 30 years of his life, he would spend setting up monasteries and hermitages all over Italy, encouraging men to a life of prayer, solitude, and penance. He had a great desire to go to a mission territory, and so his desire was to become a martyr. So he actually went to see the Pope, and he asked for permission to go to Hungary and to continue his work there, but because of his illness, he was unable to go. But he was so charismatic in his personality and his temperament and his charism that the Lord gave him that he attracted so many people to follow the monastic way of life. In fact, later on, his father even joined him in the monastery. So his father had a conversion and also became a monk. So his most famous monastery was Camaldoli in Tuscany, founded in the year 1012. And so what he did was he combined the life of St. Benedict, the Benedictine spirituality, with the life of a hermit and created really a new monastic tradition. And so the Camaldolese monks exist today as one of the branches of monasticism. And he died in the year 1027 at the monastery. And what's amazing that in the year 1481, his body was exhumed and found to be incorrupt. So he's mentioned in that book, The Incorruptibles, with about 100 other saints whose bodies have never disintegrated or corrupted, sometimes after centuries when their bodies were exhumed. So I think when we look at his life and we reflect upon it, we see how God can bring good out of evil. He saw a terrible murder, and this brought about his conversion and his desire to love God and to see how all the things of this world are so passing, that all material things and ultimately are worthless compared to the great treasure, the pearl of great price, which is Jesus Christ. And so he followed the Lord's calling to give up everything, to live what Jesus talked about of almsgiving, of giving away everything he had to the poor. And then he focused his life on prayer, solitude, silence, and doing penance and fasting for the conversion of the world. And we see the fruits of his work in establishing and promoting these great orders of monks, and we see the fruit in conversion of his own father.